Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pesach Hashem, we're going to be learning Simen Shin Chaf Hei, Si'ifim, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, page Kuf Samach, Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So we're starting with Sif Yud Aleph, which is on page 318. Liket Eni Yehudi Asavim Litzorach Bahem Tov, and Eni Yehudi gathers together grass for the need of his animals. Amenu Makiro, Machalach Rav Yisrael. If he doesn't know the Jew, that the Jew and the non-Jew do not have a relationship with one another, then a Jew can feed his animal afterwards. Shomid Bifneb, where you can position yourself in such a way that the animal will have nowhere to go other than toward that NUD. But you can't stand your animal over that area on, you know, directly, because then there's a chashash that you might come to be metaltal the asavim, and they are muktza, so you're not allowed to do that. Aval im makiro aser, but if the Enu Yehudi is makir, they know each other, then it's aser. Anytime there's a chashash that he might do more because he knows you and he knows you could benefit from it, so it's going to be aser. Avol b'davar d'lech lemech hashem yarbe b'shvilo kigon shidliknar the atma aser kevish leiridbo shebiner echod bekevish echod yaspik lakol afilu makiro muter. But if it's something that there's no concern that he's going to do more for you because one malacha does the trick for as many people as possible, so then you don't have to worry about it at all. So if he lights a candle for himself, you don't have to worry he's going to be marbe an extra candle. A candle lights up the whole room. Says Mishmaru Sivkat Samachtal Litzorch Bahem Tol Dasi Yesh Mekilin Anal Avkeshalikt on Litzorch Bahem As Yisrael Mutter Kivin Sheyuchal Lechol B'Mechuber. That even if he did it for the sake of a Jewish person's behemoth mutter, because the animal could just eat B'Mechuber from that which is attached to the ground, Im Lo Shahaya Be'Ever Anor Shein Yuchal Lechol Misham, unless the food is somewhere that's inaccessible to the animal, or there's not enough. It's very small, and the there's not enough, and it's not normal to feed an animal in such situations. But other poskim do not make such a chiluk, and we generally paskim like those other poskim. Ach, if it's a shasad chak where the Jew doesn't have food to give to its animal, that we can rely on the Yesh Mekilin, that you could even ask the Einu Yehudi to get to secure the food to feed it to your animal. And this opinion would also hold that if he's getting water from the river, even though he's doing a malacha to do it, but the animal could have just gone to the river and drunk the water, even though you asked the Einu Yehudi to do it, it's mutter. But to have the Einu Yehudi do kotzer, to be malakit the asav, to have him do muktzah is one thing, but to have him do malakit the asav, that's for sure, because that's malachad ha-raisa. And to ask the Einu Yehudi to do hotzah amida o-raisa from Rishus Yachad Rishusam is going to be asav. But in an area that's a carmelist, that's a drabanan, so then we could be makele tasking in Yehudi. Even though it's muktzah, muktzah is mutzah b'hana, so the Jewish person's animal can eat from it. Avalim makiro midasasim ha-mechaber mashmada afim shalo bifnei Yisrael liket osirim makiro. From the fact that the mechaber doesn't make any such distinction as he had done previously, it sounds like if you have a relationship with the Seinu Yehudi, even if the Jew's not around, it's going to be osir. V'chein pasku kam achronim v'al kol panim binin sheyeda yonidi b'shas malachto shetzorich lezeh ha-Yisrael ha-makiro. But it's only going to be problematic if the Seinu Yehudi knows that his Jewish friend needs this stuff, because then we have to make a gzera that he might come to do extra for that Jew. And there are those poskim that are machmir that hold that even if the Einu Yehudi already did it and he didn't know at the time that he was doing this malacha that the Yisrael needed it, it's still, if they have an acquaintance with one another, it's asr. Rabbi Shmuel b'Shabbos Zo, because even though he may not do extra on this Shabbos for you, because he's already finished doing the job, Kazrinan de Bamel Sheyahanim Imlachta Yargil Larbus b'Shvilo l'Shabbos Acheres. We still make a gzeira that if the Einu Yudi realizes that his Jewish friend could have used some of his or did benefit from the malacha that he did, so next week I'll do a little more so he could benefit a little more, the Einu Yehudi will think. In the time of tzarech, we could be mekel aser. Haynu rak ad erev. Whenever we say it's aser, it means only until Motzai Shabbos. In tzarech lahamtin b'kadei sheyei asu. They do not need to wait for kadei sheyei asu. And then mutter. This was going on the last line that if he's lighting a candle, something that you know any number of people could benefit from all at one time, then it's going to be mutter dafla. So unless mishum Shabbos acheres, even those who hold that we aser because of what might happen next week, lo cheshin b'zeh sheyasu b'shvil Yisrael atzmo. We're not choshesh that he's going to do for the Israel himself on the following week. Meaning, keeping in mind what this whole sif is about, it's that when an Einu Yehudi is doing something for himself, that he might do something extra for a Jewish person that he knows could use the help. But there's no chashash that if he's not doing anything for himself, just the fact that he knows an acquaintance of his could use something, that he's going to go out and do malacha specifically and purely for the Jewish person. Sif Yudbeis, af b'sheinu makiru amam b'feirush el tzorach Yisrael l'osa, even if they don't have a relationship, but the Einu Yehudi says b'feirush that he's doing this for the Jewish person. Oh, afilu ameinu omer keinu masa mochichem shel tzorach Yisrael l'osa, or maybe he doesn't say it, but it's obvious, kon shehid l'gner b'vayi she Yisrael bov ha'halach lo Einu Yehudi, aser, like he lights a candle in a room that a Jew is in, and the Einu Yehudi is not using it at all. So that's going to be aser because it's clearly done for the Jewish person. Sif katan samach tes imam b'feirush rotzlomer v'aser afilu mishtamish mitchil batzma gamkein k'del b'sif vav. If he says he's doing it for the Jewish person, then even if the Einu Yehudi uses it, it's going to be aser. V'halach v'lo nishtamish bo ma'uma. If he and if he doesn't say anything, but he turns on the light in the room and he goes and he never uses it at all, and only the Jew uses it, so that's problematic. Mashma dimlo haye Einu Yehudi halach hayimutzul yisal nishtamish take of mishid. And he says, you know, it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that if an Einu Yehudi turns on a light and you don't know what his intention is, it's not obvious that he turned it on for you, and you don't have to wait and see if he's going to leave or if he's going to use that light. You can assume he will and that he meant to turn it on for himself, and therefore you're allowed to use that light immediately. Sif Yud Gimel, Imliket Einu Yehudi Vechel Bemer. If the Einu Yehudi was malakit the asavim and he fed a Jewish person's behema, you don't have to object to that in the moment. But if it becomes a habit, then you do need to make a macha'a. Sif katan ayin alif, ein tzarech limchos biyado, mi lalakit l'achilu l'behemto, to tell him, look, you can't feed my animal and be malakit asavim on Shabbos, ki mishenos is abitziv yisrael me'atzmo. He's an animal lover. He's doing it because he wants to feed animals. And he never asked him to do it. And you could assume he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for himself. He figures you'll pay him afterwards, he's doing it to make some money. Like we say, as far as a fire that breaks out in Shabbos, so you don't need to make a macha with an Einu Yehudi that comes out to put out the fire himself. As opposed to a case where the Jew is taking the asavim that the Einu Yehudi was malakit and he's feeding his animals, also given shenan biyatayim, then it's also because he's getting hanav biyatayim. V'adin k'sheinu Yehudi machel b'tzivuyo gamkein also afshalikit me'asavim v'tchila. And the same is going to be true when the Einu Yehudi feeds the animal upon the request of Yisrael. It's aser even though the Einu Yehudi is the one that was malakit in the first place. So to review what we learned tonight in Suf Yeral, if we said that if an Einu Yehudi is malakir atzavim for his own animal, and he doesn't realize that there's a Jew that needs it, so then the Jew is allowed to have position his animal to be able to use it. But if he knows that the Jew that's in front of him, or even the Jew that's not in front of him, but he knows that he needs it, where he might be marba b'shvilo, then you're not allowed to use it until Motzoi Shabbos. You don't need to wait. Bikadei sheye asa. And then it's if you're based, we said that even if he doesn't know the Jew, but he says b'feirush that he's doing it for a Jew, or it's clear that he's doing it for a Jew, like turning on a light in a room, and then he doesn't use that light, so then a Jew is not allowed to get any hanah from it. And then in Sifyud Gimel, we said that if an Eino Yehudi is malakit, and he feeds a behemas Yisrael, without you asking him to do it, and without you participating whatsoever in doing it, then it's going to be, you don't need to make a macha, you don't need to stop him from doing it, but if he continues doing it on a regular, because we assume he's just doing it for himself, he wants to get paid, like when he puts out a fire or something, but if he does it on a regular basis, then you're going to need to start making a macha. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.